welcome back to all the things about Miraculous Ladybug. Enjoy! Hello, and welcome to part two of Origins of Miraculous Ladybug. So let's recap. So in the last episode, I reviewed part one of the Origins of Miraculous Ladybug. So that's what we're going to do today, only we're going to do part two, not part one. So let's begin. The first scene I want to talk about is the scene where Tom, Marinette's dad, tells Marinette that if the superheroes were to fail, he were to save her. I just think this is so cute because, like, he's showing how much he loves Marinette and, perfect. The next scene I want to talk about is the scene where everyone is talking to Ivan and where he's mad at Chloe. Everyone is surprised. I don't understand why they're so surprised, because Chloe is not being nice to Ivan, and then he is mad at her. How would they be surprised that he's mad? Anyways, in the next scene, where Marinette comforts Ivan, this scene, mwah. But I'm also, like, really mad at Adrian, because it's showing that how much Marinette is the kindest person in this whole entire show. And he still thinks of her as just a friend. And then goes for Kagami. I really just want to beat him up. Until he learns that she's the best. Anyways. Next up is a scene almost every MLB fan knows about. The scene where Mary and Adrian first meet. First of all, I feel really bad for Adrian. I also paused it and it saw Mari and Adrian looking at each other, and I thought it was so cute. Even though Mari was mad at Adrian, he looks like he cares a lot about her, and I just think that's adorable. Another scene I want to talk about is the scene where Adrian complains to Plagg about not getting past school. In that scene, he opens a locker, but it's not his locker. It's Alex's. I know that it is because there's a rollerblade in there, and it looks exactly like what Alex's wears. The next thing I want to talk about is when Mari puts the ladybug earrings right in front of Alia. What? How does she not see that? I'm so confused. Anyway, I just thought that if Alia found the ladybug earrings in her bag, she'd remember that Mari wanted her to have the bag so badly. She might have figured out that Mari was the past ladybug, and then Chat would ask what happened, and Alia would tell him that Mari was the last ladybug, and he would try to ask her out. I just thought that was a really cool idea, and I wanted to share it with you. In the next scene, Chat comforts Ladybug, and so cute. I love the scene where Chat breaks the fourth wall. I really love that scene, because he's talking to us, and it's just, mwah. The last scene is the most beautiful scene in Miraculous Ladybug. You cannot fight me on that. It's the most beautiful scene ever. And that scene is the rain scene. My favorite part about this scene is when Plagg tells Adrian that he's in love with Marinette, because Plagg knows everything. And when Master Fu tells they're perfect for each other. That scene might be overrated, but it is the best scene ever. Anyway, that's all for today. I really hope you enjoyed. I really hope you enjoyed that episode of All the Things About Miraculous Ladybug. Come back next week for more.